August 6, 1938. Exchange of life between the divine will and the human. Victory of Jesus. There's no greater offense than subtracting oneself from the divine will. The speaking creation. Divine heartbeat and breath. Necessity for God to speak to the creature. I feel the need to give myself continuously to the divine will. I am like the little girl who looks for the lap of her mother to take shelter in it, and stays there safe all abandoned in her arms. But as I was thinking this, my beloved Jesus, visiting my little soul, all goodness told me, my little daughter of my will, you look for your shelter in me and I look for my shelter in you, to enjoy my creature and rest in her, so that her love may defend mine from all the offenses of the creatures. You have to know that, each time the creature enters my will to do her acts, I give her my divine life, while she gives me her human life. Therefore she remains provisioned with a divine life for each act done in my will, and I remain honored and glorified, surrounded by many human lives, since one act in my will must be complete. I give all myself, not keeping anything of my supreme being, and she gives me all of her human being. What good does the creature not receive, then, by possessing many of my divine lives? As she keeps repeating her acts, so many of my lives are added, and I give virtue to free her life to be able to say, so many lives I gave her, as many lives she gave me. I can say that I find all my satisfaction only when I see her giving me her life and every instant giving her will. Seeing her giving me her human will is my greatest triumph and, taken by love, I sing my victory. Victory that costs me my life and a wait of around 6,000 years, during which, with so many anxious, bitter, ardent sighs, I yearned for the return of the human will into mine. Having obtained it, I feel the need to rest and sing my victory. Therefore, there is no more beautiful joy that she can give me than living in my will. And there is no greater pain she can give me than subtracting herself from it. I feel this offense coming in the sun, in the wind, in heaven, even in my womb, to see the great gift of the human will that I gave to the creature, and that was to serve for the exchange of love and life between me and her, being converted into a deadly weapon to wound me. What pain! Now, the soul who comes to live in my will, makes such a harsh pain disappear. How then, could I not give all of myself in her power? And give her what she wants? Then he added, my love for who lives in my fiat is such that, as the creature feels the need to breathe, eat, move, I feel the need to form one single life with her. Since my will, living in her, transforms her in my breath, my heartbeat, my motion, my food. See then, how much I need her permanent union with me and inside of me. Otherwise I would feel the breath, motion, heartbeat and food of my love missing from the whole of creation. Oh! How bad I would feel! Since one who lives in my will is inside our Supreme Being, she is the speaking, moving, palpitating creation who, in the name of all created things, brings us the food of love that all should give us. We can say that our love feeds all created things. Therefore we feel the need to receive the return of love, not to remain on an empty stomach, and only one who lives in our will, who embraces all and loves us for all, can feed us with her love in return. How beautiful it is to see the creature picking up our love, spread through the whole creation, even love that has not been taken because of human ingratitude. Then she brings it to us to give us the food of love in the name of everyone and everything, enchanting the whole heaven. And we welcome her as the bearer of all our works, returning our love in her we can repeat all our marvels. Then, with more tender affection, he added, my daughter, our love for one who lives in our divine fiat is such that it is easier for a mother to separate herself from her daughter than for us to be away from this creature. We cannot do it. Our will unites her to us and transforms her in us, making her want what we want, and do what we do. As soon as she enters it, my will carries her everywhere, giving her a place in all created things, to keep her everywhere and always united, and to say, In how many ways do you love her? It is impossible to be without her. In order to do it, we would have to separate ourselves from our will, but we cannot do this either. Therefore, I give her her place in the starry heaven. Oh, how beautiful it is to keep her with me in that blue vault, in the infinite extension of heaven no ending point can be seen. I tell her the story of our eternal love that has no beginning, and can have no end, neither can it change at all. Since our love never ceases, we take the creature from all sides, from above, from below, from the right and from the left, to stud her with our love. Just as heaven covers and hides the whole world under its star-dotted vault to keep it sheltered and covered, so our immutable love beyond heaven keeps everyone covered and hidden in the heaven of our love. We feel the need to tell the creature how much and in how many ways we love her, and, in order to be loved, she forms refreshment for our love. As she loves us though she is small, she gives us a heaven of love, and with her repeated acts of love, we feel as though studded by many stars that pour on us love, love, love. See then, how necessary it is for our heart to give her a place in every created thing, to tell her the distinct love story that each created thing contains. I give her the place in the sun, and oh, how many things I tell her about our Supreme Being, our inaccessible light, investing all with its ardent love, investing and then hiding, in every fiber of the heart, in every thought and word. With my light, my balm, I purify and embellish the creature, forming in her with my light, brighter than the sun, my life of love. And she feels my light. Through this light, she wants to enter into the most intimate hiding places of our Supreme Being, to love us and to be loved. How beautiful it is to find one who loves us. Our love finds its refuge, its rest, its expression, its return. Therefore, we give her a place everywhere, because in each created thing we have one of our love secrets to tell her. How many things we still have to say, and if the creature does not live in our will, she won't understand us, forcing us to be silent. Now you must know that, as the creature does her acts in my will, many suns arise, and since one act in my will is so great that it cannot be without doing good to all, these rising suns run in the middle of the peoples, bringing to some the kiss of light, to some strength, to some they put darkness to flight, to some they prepare the way, to some others they call to good with the voice of the source of light. An act in my will just cannot be without producing great goods. As soon as the sun rises at the horizon to become, with its light, light for every eye, it runs to mature the plant, give color to the flowers, purify the air, to give itself to all, almost renewing and strengthening the earth, forming its joy and feast. So, if it did not rise, the earth would wear mourning, bursting into tears. More than sun is an act in my will. Its light runs and benefits all, renewing and strengthening all in its light, except those who would not want to receive it. And even if they did not want to receive it, they would be forced to receive the good of the light and of the sun, forced to feel its heat by the empire of the light. Such is the empire of one act in my fiat. It cannot be without operating prodigies of grace and immense goods. Therefore, one who lives in our will does all. She embraces everyone and gives us everything. If we want love, she gives us love. If we want glory, she gives us glory. If we want to speak, we have one who listens. If we want to do great works, we have the one in whom to do them who will give to us in return. This is why I want you always in our will. Never leave it.